You are now listening to Shotgun Sports, powered by Winchester. Recorded in the U.S. and streaming all over the world, we talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines, world-class instructors, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and connect with us on social media. You can also catch our episodes on ShotgunSportsUSA.com.
On the phone, I have the man, Fred Fanese, and he is in charge of the Gator Cup and pretty much everything down there at Quail Creek. Am I right, Fred?
Oh, well, it's a pretty good project, but we got a heck of a good crew, and thanks for having me on tonight, Justin. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, I'm really excited to come down there the next couple of weeks, and I always have a good time. So that's what this is going to be about. It's going to be about the Gator Cup and what to expect, you know, what there is to do when you're there. Let's get into where exactly Quail Creek's located.
Sure, no problem. So we are in South Central Florida. From the 30,000 foot view, we're about an hour and 15 minutes south of Orlando. We're going to be about 30 minutes west of the coast in the Fort Pierce, Vero Beach area, and just north of the city of Okeechobee, which, of course, our big lake down here is real famous with sportsmen for bass fishing, but we're actually in what we call the hub of a lot of the clay target shooting in South Florida, especially in the winter months. Lots of great clubs down here throwing big birds. Clay target enthusiasts this time of the year are always ready to get out of the house with the cabin fever. Of course, this year a lot of them are ready to get out and get back shooting after being held up so much from this pandemic we've been dealing with. So we're right here amongst ground zero for sporting clays in the wintertime in South Central Florida.
I hear you. Sound like it's the place to be.
Well, this week or this month, it certainly will be. You know, we were lucky in a roundabout way of being probably just in one of the last of the big blasts to get out last year. You know, having that shoot in the second week or so in February, it wasn't too long after that a lot of things started to get tightened up with what everybody was facing with COVID. So, you know, that's going to change or alter a few things this year, but it's not going to change what everybody's come to know of the Gator Cup. It's going to be a good time to be here.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm ready to get down there and ready to have some fun. Real quick, before we get into the shoot this year, how did the Gator Cup come about? I think we've talked about this before, but tell me about it again.
No, we have, and I appreciate that. I don't know the entire year history I'd love to give you of the Seminole Cup, and everybody knows where that shoot is now up in Georgia and how long that's been going on. Well over 20 plus years, maybe 25 plus years from early in the blackjack days in Orlando. Mm-hmm. But that went to TM Ranch in Orlando for a long time. And as TM Ranch was shutting down in and around 2004, the folks from Seminole Gunworks asked us if we could provide them a venue for the Seminole Cup for our first one in 2005. And we did that for 10 years. So we got our feet wet with how to operate one of these big blasts and offer the folks a lot for their money. Good targets, good food, hospitality, and of course, great weather in February. And then about 2014, we had a friendly parting of ways between Quail Creek Plantation and the folks from Seminole Gunworks. They were able to take that to Georgia and continue on with a wonderful shoot. And we needed to continue on with a big shoot here at Quail Creek Plantation, which has turned out to be one of the major big blasts in the country. But we had to come up with a name. And unfortunate for all of our friends up in Tallahassee, my wife and I happen to be graduates of the University of Florida, whose mascot is the Gators. So what else are we going to call it when we had to deal with a name like the Seminole Cup for 10 years? We decided to call it the Gator Cup, and it stuck. So here we are. This is going to be our seventh one. We plan on it being another good one, and it all happens because not just what we do here, but because of all the friends we've made over, you know, 16, 17 years that we welcome back for just a good time.
Yeah. There's one thing about it. If you go to Quail Creek and to the Gator Cup, you will have a good time. It's top notch, first class, everything from top to bottom. That's why I love going there.
Buddy, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, but that's me speaking on behalf of all the people who have worked hard to make this thing fly, no pun intended. And God rest his soul, Whit Hudson, who passed a couple of years ago, right. He loved to see people coming and having fun. We love to see people coming and having fun. And just like talking about the Gator Cup, which you've said we've heard it before, I'll say it again. If a shooter is not going to make a whole bunch of shoots this year, they're limited to where they can go, how much they can spend, and how much they can travel. When they're deciding on a shoot, we hope this is one, you know, towards the top of their list. That's our goal. When they leave here to say, we'll be back. That's right. Our goal.
Yep. All right. How many people you got entered in the shoot right now, Fred?
You know, I appreciate you asking the question, Justin. I was looking at WinScore earlier today, and we're bumping 600 in the main. That's 590 is what I saw, and very close to 700, 690 altogether totaled. And as you ask that question, of importance is that I've had people reaching out to myself or to Maria or Lois and folks saying, well, I called a month ago, I called 2 months ago, and I just couldn't get in. I just couldn't get in. We know what's going on with the coronavirus worldwide. We know we have upwards of 20 different countries that send folks over here every year to shoot. A lot of those have waited and put off as long as they can to see if anything's going to change, and it hasn't, such as our friends from England, such as our friends from Spain, such as our friends from Jamaica. They finally started to call in, regretfully canceling their plans to be here at the Gator Cup. So my point being is we have spots that are open. We have availability in just about every event going, including the fee task and the main event. So if you were told earlier on that you couldn't get in, give Lois a call. There's a real good chance that she'll be able to get you in there, or just have a look on WinScore and some spots may have opened up.
Yeah, that's good. It was probably full, I'm sure, before they've canceled. I know the Gator Cup fills up quick, so if there's some available spots, they need to get on the stick and call you. All right, so let's talk about the courses. Last year, you got a red course and a blue course, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. Everybody talked about the blue course being stiff. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Red course was a little easier. It was fun as well. All right. Who's setting the courses this year? And tell me about, you know, what else you got going on as far as, I know you got a lot of space to throw targets. I know you got a 5-stand and all that stuff. So.
Right. No. Yes, sir. Appreciate the question. All right. So many of our target setters will be as they were last year. We are going to have 17 stations on each one of those courses you mentioned. Mm-hmm. The red course will be set for the second year in a row by none other than Joe Skull, our buddy from up north. And the blue course will once again be set by Doug Vine. Doug is world-renowned for setting a really great target. He's been working with clubs all over the state of Florida setting targets this year for state shoots and other big blasts. And so you can count on seeing some challenging and stiff targets. I will tell you that just like some of these targets that fall into the stuff of legend, like Station 1, a white course of the World English in Chicago a few years back, it seems like Station 10 on the blue course last year at the Gator Cup has been the same, and Doug has more in store. Station 10 is going to have a really big bird on it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's been set up to challenge you. And it's also been set up where plenty of people can stand there and watch some of the best in the country or the world make an attempt at it. I'm not going to give away what Doug's got in store, but he's going to use his creativity. He's going to have plenty of stuff out there for those CD and E-class shooters who we know build up our event. He's not going to try to humble a whole bunch of people in that regard, but there's going to be a challenge. And once again, that Station 10 on that bend over there on the west side of Blue Course is going to have a big bird. And, you know, Joe Skull, I don't need to say too much more about his reputation, which precedes himself. We lost a great friend in Chuck Frazier with his passing this past year. And Chuck has been here for just about all the big blasts we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And he's set targets for us as well. Rick Hemingway is coming in to fill that big pair of shoes. There's not much I can say that I need to say about what Rick knows how to do with his crew and his ability with the machines. But the prelims, we have three. The Thursday prelim on blue and the Friday prelim will be set by Doug. The Hunter Bird prelim on red will be set by Joe Skull. I'll handle all the sub-gauge stuff, the 410, 28, and 20-gauge, as well as the 12-gauge 50-bird event. That course, 50-bird course, will be changed over on Friday night for the Super Sporting, which will be set by Doug Vine. Doug will set all the feed task on the south side of the road. He'll also set the sub-gauge feed task. We do have one new target setter this year for the five-stand competition, and that's a 17-year-old youngin who has opted out of the Gator Cup the last few years, none other than my son, Joe Finese. So he's going to set the five-stand competition, and he's going to have a little guidance from some of the big gun target setters around there to make sure that he doesn't get too carried away. And other than that, we'll just be looking forward to everybody seeing some great birds, enjoying the variety, and hopefully having something that will be memorable for them.
When do you get started down there, Fred? What day do you get started?
We start on Tuesday, February the 9th, okay. And that goes all the way till February the 14th, Sunday.
Sunday. All right.
Yes, sir.
I asked you about this the other day, the prime rib dinner. I don't know that there's any prime rib in the whole United States that's as good as that prime rib down there. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just because I'm hungry every time I go there. I don't know. But you always have a prime rib dinner and a bunch of guns sitting there to give away to people. Are you doing the same thing?
Well, I appreciate that, sir. We are. We are definitely going to serve that Revere Farms Certified Angus prime rib, not high choice, but we start with a great product. We're in the beef business. We appreciate a good cut, and we do not want to cheapen that. We want folks to really make that a memorable experience for them. However, we are going to serve that prime rib with all the trimmings. We're going to give away 30 guns, including that wonderful Cole custom Beretta DT11 over and under. It's going to be this year with a matching TSK stock, which is a remarkable stock, and it's also going to include a complete set of Cole Gunsmithing custom choke tubes. The difference in this year's Saturday evening banquet, Justin, is we have to do the right thing. Sometimes making decisions are hard, and the right ones are sometimes hard, but we have had a lot of fun with the Saturday evening banquets. And we've had upwards of 800 people up underneath that pavilion in the courtesy tents, the sweet taste of Florida with the homemade ice cream. We are not going to be able to do that on Saturday evening. We just don't want to be the bearer of somebody getting sick and somehow affected with this terrible pandemic. So we're going to spread that out by providing that meal, as everybody's always remembered it, from 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday all the way up to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So somewhere there's 5 hours in there that if you are entered in the main event, you're going to get that wonderful prime rib meal. And at that time, we'll be drawing those guns, and there'll be 30 guns to be given away. And we'll also be drawing that custom Beretta Cole DT11. Our friends Rich and Jonna Cole will be there. Of course, Brian Buzzy from Beretta, just to be a part of all that.
Yep.
This year, which is something a little different than in the past, is we've always tried to keep those folks there for that banquet. And we did what we could to really serve them in about half an hour, 35 minutes, pass out all the awards, and have that gun drawing by about 9:30 at night. But you had to be present to win, if you remember that. Seems right. Like when we call the winner of that DT-11, they scatter like a bunch of quail that have been hit with a hand grenade. And I always thought they were just there for my comedy, but it wasn't exactly that way. I found out they're there for that gun.
That's right.
But if you happen to be in that 11:30 rotation and you're not around when we draw that gun and you win it, we're still going to present it to you. If you happen to be out on a feed task, but you were in the 410 event and we had a 9mm pistol or a 22 rifle for you, we're still going to present that gun to you. So need not worry. We're going to give away firearms for all the events, that really are made possible, not, you know, not just by outward firearm donations. Quail Creek Plantation buys all those guns. We get a deal on them, but we buy them. But we couldn't do that if it wasn't for the support of so many sponsors that come to us with cash money or in-kind items. And they're, you know, we do all we can to take those 30 or 40 sponsors and vendors and give them as much top billing as we can throughout the event. So we'll be mentioning all those great people. You know, Kolar and the folks from Elite are stepping back up. The folks from Brightair are stepping back up. Of course, I mentioned Cole. There are just so many, and I don't want to slight anybody on this podcast because I didn't mention them. I promise I will mention every one of their names and make sure all the people that attend our event, know who it was who supported us.
Yep. All right. So another big topic, not just your.
Oh, I hate to interrupt you. Okay. I hate to interrupt you. I don't mean to do this because I know you said it's going to be a brief deal tonight.
Yeah.
That John Deere tractor making that homemade ice cream is going to be present also. So don't miss out.
And you also at every station, what's the name of that stuff you have? The drinks.
You like that? Yeah. You like that Natalie's juice?
That's it. Natalie's juice. That's what I want. Yeah. Every station, I think.
If you go thirsty, that's your own fault. You know, it's going to be there. The water, the fruit will be out there. Oh, and by the way, I did want to say this also that, you know, since that prime rib dinner is going to be served between 4 or 11 o'clock a.m. and 4 o'clock, you know, we know there's going to be a lot of people on site, and we can't serve just everybody who comes along that's a spouse or somebody that's not a part of that main event. So we are going to have tickets available, but they're going to be limited to say about 100 to 150 extra of those prime rib lunch / dinners. So if you want one, be sure to purchase that early. They're $25. I don't know where else you're going to get a deal like that, but there will be some additional tickets available, but they'll be limited.
Are you going to serve this under the pavilion where you always do everything? Just walk up to the
same spot.
Okay.
Same spot. The whole idea is instead of jamming, you know, 700 to 800 people under there like we have in the past.
Yeah.
They're just going to be spread out. You know, I mean, there might be 100, 150 under there. We'll practice all the social distancing. We'll pay attention to all the suggestions by the CDC and all that good stuff that has been ingrained in all of us now so hard for the last year. Mm-hmm. But it'll be spread out.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about another. We got a couple more things I want to talk about. But the next thing, mm-hmm. ammo. What's the Gator Cup going to do about ammo? If somebody don't bring their ammo with them.
No, I appreciate that. That is a situation in which we've had the noose tied around our neck like everybody in the country has. Mm-hmm. But ammo is going to be available here on site. I'll just give you a quick rundown. We have lots of stuff from BMP, Fiocchi, Game Bore, Bornagi. We have some limited Winchester and Challenger ammo, but most of the good stuff is going to be here in the 12-gauge with a variety for all of it. But that being said, we know there's a lot of stuff going on down here in South Florida. If you arrive here early and find exactly what you're looking for, we're going to be unable to sell you 10 cases of it. We're going to sort of look at what you're entered in, make sure you have plenty of shells for your event, a few side games, some practice. We'll make sure you have what you need. But the high volume purchases are not going to be able to be made, Justin, and I hope everybody understands that.
Right.
When we get to the end of the event and we're getting ammo in every day, you know, we got a whole bunch of ammo in today, as a matter of fact, and it looks like we can loosen some of that up. You know, it's going to be our hopes that we can provide you what you'll need for any of the club shooting down here, because there's a lot of great tournaments going on. We just want to make sure that you have everything you need here.
Right.
The tightest situation we have right now on ammo, and this is no secret to anybody, is on the sub gauge stuff. The 28s, the 20 gauges, you know, we're pretty much going to sell you 3 boxes of that ammo for whatever event you're in. So if you're shooting a 50 bird 28 gauge event, we're going to give you 3 boxes for a little bit of warm up and to be able to go and shoot the event. And we'd love to be able to sell you 3 cases. We just can't get our hands on it.
Yeah. Same thing everybody's saying.
Amen to that.
All right, last thing. You're doing a few things for Team USA, the fundraiser.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you asking about that. Those folks need a little help out there. And so a couple things. We have a very limited opportunity for 6 folks who want to purchase a week-long entire Gator Cup parking space. right up here at the front door of the clubhouse. It's going to be about three steps into registration for you. And subsequent days, any day you're here, whatever time you show up, you're going to get a sign on your parking space, limited to six spots for $250. Now, that's a pretty good steal when you consider going out to Nationals and winning one of those big events out there and being allowed to park up front.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the time travel and what it takes to win out there, $250 is a steal. So those are going to sell out quick. I'm pretty sure one or two of them's already gone. The other thing is on the Team USA option we're going to have available.
Mm-hmm.
So in the main event and in the fee task, we're going to provide a Team USA fundraiser $20 option. That's going to be a 50-50 deal, a little different than most options. So 50% is going to go back to the shooter, and 50% is going to go back to Team USA. So we hope that most of the shooters find a good reason to patronize that option.
Now, you're talking about parking spots right up by the door. You mean right there by registration? I can just park right there and just leave it there all day.
You want me to go ahead and check that box for Justin Barker right now?
You might have to.
Your credit's pretty good, but I'm not giving you 90 days same as cash. I expect you to pay us so we can put it in the coffers for Team USA when you arrive. All right.
All right. That's cool. That's neat that you could do that. Because if you have to park way out there in the back, good gracious, you better get you a ride. That's a deal out there for sure.
You know, as you well know, and I hope people recognize, we're going to have shuttles for you. We're going to have the parking across the road. But if you don't want to walk, you don't have to walk. I mean, we're going to get you around. My buddy Carson Ray and Frog are going to be at the front gate. Everything, as people remember the Gator Cup, is going to be the same this year. We're going to miss some of our friends from overseas. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to miss some folks that unfortunately in the last year, like our friend Chuck Frazier has passed, unfortunately. Our friend Errol Zadie from Jamaica has passed. I mean, they're just people that we just love so dearly that's going to make things different. But our show is going on. Our goal is to provide you with a world-class target that's memorable, a good option on food, hospitality when it comes to parking, and just one of those deals where if we stub our toe or something's missed, we want you to tell us about it so it's better for the 2022 Gator Cup.
That's right. All right, Fred, anything else before I let you go?
Buddy, we welcome everybody. We're looking forward to seeing you and the whole crowd.
Yeah.
And if there's anything we can do for you, reach out before you get here. Our telephone number, 863-763-CLAY, C-L-A-Y, which is 2529, 763-2529.
There you go.
Justin, I appreciate the time tonight.
Yes,
sir. I appreciate
sir.
What you do for Clay Target Sports in general.
All right. Thank you, Fred. And we look forward to seeing you in the next couple of weeks.
All the best. Travel safe, everybody. See you soon.
All right. Thank you.